Music sounds better on 103.2 Dublin City FM.
The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show for another Friday afternoon where it's overcast but quite warm in Dublin City.
Yes, you're talking to myself, Peter Donegan, and Brian Green, and it is a telephone-free zone this week after the mild complications we had.
Indeed, they found a little place to hide for half an hour. Hey, listening to the news, I hear Paul Hayes. I haven't been on radio with Paul for 11 years.
That makes me feel quite young, Brian.
Good. I'll tell you, Paul was even younger when he started. On today's programme, we've got for you some camping theme again.
Camping, yes. However, for those who are listening, this has got zero to do with those who are attending Oxygen. Point number one.
Because they're already there or packed.
Well, youngsters like that, Brian, they wouldn't take my advice. An old chap like me, they wouldn't. No, on a serious note, I think there was a point, and I was writing an article which is yet to be published for next week, and the question that was raised and reared was, is there a point where, let's say, for example, one who is into cooking and is maybe a chef, where they must have an understanding a little bit of the great outdoors. I know Harry's restaurant up in Donegal, the boys behind Inish Food Festival, they've taken on a huge project. We had them on the show there a while ago. They've taken on a huge project where they've got their own garden now opened up, which is supplying the food to their restaurants. They've another, you might say, bit behind the scenes where outside of what they can't grow themselves, they do buy local. But there's a bit in the middle where the point I would make is that gardening and the great outdoors does meet somewhere in between that and the food. And equally, I think from a camping perspective, if you get the right spot, if you get the right place. And again, we did speak to the gentleman down at Loch Ennell there a while ago. I think you get that bit where you're surrounded by nature and you're surrounded by trees. And I think that's a little bit where we'll try and bring it across. And slap bang in the centre of Dublin City Centre, we have Millet's Camping Store.
Right.
Who we're going to be talking to later on.
We'll be talking to them in a short while. So basically, it's not for the Oxygen crowd, because if camping was food, this is gourmet camping.
I would suggest so. I think, again, don't get me wrong, I think it'll come up later on in the interview, but I think there's a point where, like, I would have been, you know, when I went camping with the scouts, we would have had the old canvas tent and you would have had the old plastic ground sheet, and a hedgehog could have walked in one side of the tent and out the other again and ate your sandwiches en route. Things have changed a lot since then in the last 20, 25 years, I'm glad to say. But with that, there are a lot of gadgets and a lot of paraphernalia on sale. It's a question of what you should do and how you should be doing it.
If you've got questions on camping and the great outdoors, call us or text us on 087-977-1032 and hash Sodshow on Twitter.
Mm, yes. Oh, yeah, I have to say, with a couple of notes in this week, I did ask Brian because I was curious. I was dubious as to how green Brian Green had become in... how many shows have we done so far
this
together?
This is 19.
This is show number 19, and I was dubious. So I asked via my Facebook page, that's facebook.com/ Donegan Landscaping, for those who would be interested in book facing or Facebooking, for some questions to ask you.
Okay, cue the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire background music.
Well, the questions didn't really come in. I got a lovely one in from Renee Mitchell Adolf, and she says, quote, "They say the seeds of what we will do are in all of us, but it always seemed to me that in those who make jokes in life, the seeds are covered with better soil and with a higher grade of manure." Who said that?
That's a quote from who?
Ernest Hemingway said that. That was the...
Is this multiple choice?
It's not really a question. That's what she said, but I get what she was, okay, where she's coming from, and I think it's necessary there is a sense of humour.
Oh, I thought I was going to be quizzed on this. Go ahead.
No, that's not a quiz. Sean Smith says, what colour is green's grass?
At the moment...
because I think previously it had yellow blotches in it.
It did. No, they're gone. but at the moment...
Can you explain to those who don't know how the yellow patches appeared in your lawn? This wasn't any kind of, you know, sort of lawn disease.
There was a general election in February and some posters were lodged in my garden, and underneath the posters, the grass went yellow.
You see, gardener friends, what I have to deal with.
But the colour that it is now is, it's about, what, 14 inches high? And it's, the grass has now kind of got seed on the top of
oh
it.
Oh my God.
And it waves quite nicely in the wind. It's much more interesting to watch than...
For those who think that 14 inches long, as regards Brian's grass, is a bit too tall, hashtag it sideshow and leave me a message. I've got the laptop right here in front of me. I'll pass on your comments happily.
Well, the council are letting it go about a metre high.
Well, the council I know in North County Dublin and a lot of the roundabouts, they've been quite smart. In the Fingal, can't comment, haven't seen too many roundabouts with lawns nor anything else for that matter in Dublin city centre, haven't seen too many roundabouts to be honest, but a lot of what Fingal County Council have done is they have sown wildflowers into the centres of the lawns, which is actually extremely attractive, and from a biodiversity point of view, something we'll come to later on in the show, from a biodiversity perspective, it's actually quite important. It's nice to see.
Is that all the questions you have for me?
That is pretty much all of the questions and comments. There was only two came in.
Okay, did I pass?
Did you pass?
The quiz.
Oh,
the
you test? Passed, yes, for flying colours. Okay, yes. Right. Michael Nugent has just noted, by
what
the way.
What colour was the flying colour, though?
Pardon me? Very funny.
What colour was my grass?
Michael Nugent has just commented that it's no harm that Brian doesn't have his phone in studio today. And as by the way, Michael, to my goddaughter, Michael Nugent's daughter, that is, my goddaughter, she was 1 year old on Tuesday. Congratulations, well done.
Well done. What we'll do is we'll go to our interview, just lead us into it, and who are we going to hear?
Well, I think you're talking to Aaron. He is the store manager in Millets in Dublin City Centre.
Or you're talking to him.
I'm talking to him. And Millets, unknown to those and to a lot of people, is actually owned by a maker of one of the finest products of outdoor camping equipment, a company called Gellert. They're based in Wales. But I think there was a bit in there where they probably had, I don't want to speak on their behalf, but they possibly had an opportunity to let the shop close and they didn't. And I have to say, they employ 12 staff, Dublin City Centre, but they do know exactly what they're talking about. Interview speaks for itself.
Let's have a listen.
Aaron Scantlebury. I'm the guy that's going to assist you in a shop. If you're intending going out camping, be it wild camping, family camping, or your festival needs, pop into our shop. We work for the manufacturer themselves, and we'll give you perfect and honest advice on all of your needs.
You're based in Millets, in Dublin City Centre, slap bang, around the corner from Jervis Street Shopping Centre. How come Gellert, the manufacturer in how many countries around the world, are proprietors of this shop? What's the story behind it?
Millets is an old family name, actually, so we're not part of the chain or the group of stores that you may be more familiar with. We are not per se a retailer. We are in fact a manufacturer, an international manufacturer with representation all over the world. We do, however, own this store, and our reason for owning that is the previous owners, the Millets family, decided to retire about 5 or 6 years ago. They were good customers of ours for a good 10 years or more. And when they decided to retire, we felt it would be a shame to lose that representation here in Ireland. So we decided capital city, ideally located in Ireland, and why not then use this as a platform, if you like, to present everything that we do, everything that we make, and make it available to the public, if you like.
We on the Sod Show, myself and Brian, we have had the fine gentleman from Outdoor Trek and Swords. And when we spoke to them, we were talking about going camping and, you know, if you're heading to a festival, what should you spend your money on? But you tipped on it just there. There are a couple of different types of camping. And you're an experienced, inverted commas, camper yourself. How odd a place have you ever been? What's the oddest place you've ever been camping?
The strangest place I've been camping actually is inside of a mine, a disused mine, about 200 feet below ground. And while you might think that you might not need to camp, with the amount of seepage that was coming in through the roofs and things with this disused mine, a slate mine, in fact, in North Wales, you really did need to have a tent up. So that's probably the weirdest place that I've camped.
What's the coldest place?
Norway, actually, is the coldest place I've camped.
And how long were you there for?
I was there for about 6 weeks, actually, on and off with the camping, but actually with the previous job of mine. So I think there isn't an environment that I haven't actually camped in, to be honest with you.
I'm standing looking at some of the Gellert gear, and in fairness, I see the survival kits and bags, which would be a little bit up your street. But something else I was looking at was the four-slice folding toaster. I'm also looking at a collapsible roll-up water carrier and a double folding wash basin. There's the cups and the cookers and the tents and that kind of stuff, and I don't want to take away from that. We'll get into that in a minute. But Gellert pretty much do everything.
Yeah, that's very true. And all our products, I should add, are readily available throughout Ireland through a number of different retailers, because we do supply all of them. You don't have to actually come here. If your nearest shop is the other side of Ireland, for example, then I'm sure they will have Gellert products. And if they haven't, please go out and ask for them. But we do have a little saying that if it's not in the shop and Gellert don't make it, then it hasn't been invented yet. So absolutely everything from the smallest nut and bolt all the way up to the largest item you could possibly want, we actually manufacture.
To give people an idea, how many people do Gellert employ in this millet shop?
There's 12 people employed here in this shop, actually. So we're quite a large shop, and the guys range in their experience. Some of them are festival campers, some of them are climbers and explorers per se, and so do a bit more wild camping. And then, of course, you've got the people that do family camping. So a broad mix, really.
Do you find, Aaron, that, you know, when people come in, they buy the usual thing, and we've had this conversation before where you buy the €30 festival tent, so I'm going to skip past that one because we know that doesn't work. But do you find when people come in and buy the two-man tent that, you know, 3-4 years later, I mean, you're here long enough, do you find that 5-6 years later they're coming back and saying, hi, we almost need to trade this in for a larger or something better?
Definitely, without a shadow of a doubt. We've got a great customer base here that we inherited in a lot of ways from the previous owners, and they come back year in, year out, and whether it's for a new tent several years later or just simple things to make their life a little bit more easy and a bit more comfortable. People like to upgrade, and the more experience that they get in the great outdoors, the more people kind of become aware of what's available to them. So yeah, definitely, we certainly have a lot of people come back year in, year out. And I think, to be honest with you, there's never going to be a replacement for people actually coming in, hands-on, playing with the equipment, actually testing it, trying it out for themselves. And where it can't be tried out, then certainly they've got on hand some pretty fantastically experienced guys that can give you good, honest advice. And they're not going to palm you off with any old rubbish. The fact of the matter is, we do sell other brands here as well as our own. But we do have the advantage, from something you were saying earlier on, we do have the advantage. Naturally, we're going to hold a lot more Gellert products here than any other shop is, because the truth of the matter is they do absolutely everything. Because they do absolutely everything, there are very few shops that could actually cater with the full range of stuff that we do. So that's the advantage here. Great prices, great products, and a huge variety, including some of the branded products as well.
And slap bang in the heart of Dublin city centre.
Absolutely. I mean, you couldn't get it better. And we even have a lay-by service as well, where we put the heavier items to the side so that customers can then go off, do their shopping in peace, and then come back later in the day, park out the front, and we'll help you lift it into your car for you.
Rosemary McCabe from the Irish Times some time ago did a very nice piece, I think it was last year, on what was called glamping. The first time I'd ever heard of it, I thought it was some sort of odd clamping of cars. It turns out it's fancy camping. How have trends changed, in your own opinion, in the last couple of years? When I was camping as a youngster, we would have been in the old ex-army canvas tents with a sheet of plastic down on the ground.
Well, even that's come back, actually. Glamping is a growing part of the camping scene, if you like. And it essentially is, for those people that aren't aware, a tent of very high quality, very high calibre, fully equipped with furniture that you would expect of the same sort of quality, or at least comfort, that you'd get in most people's homes, like certainly the average person's home. It includes carpets and electric points and all that kind of thing. And for some people, that's great. If that's what they're looking for, then we can cater for that for them. We've got all of the stuff that you would need to go glamping. But actually, the opposite applies as well. We've also got a huge part of the community, if you like, the camping community, that want to get back to basics. And so tarps and that kind of thing, you know, a basic piece of material with eyelets sewn around the edges that they can go and do a bit of wild camping with and kind of touch base with nature, for want of a better word. That's also seen a bit of a resurgence over the past couple of years as well. We're based in Wales. We're based in Snowdonia, up in the mountains. We've got various distribution centres centred around Europe and the world, in fact. And so we are an international company, but we are we're not one of those city-based companies, if you like, that sits there and designs stuff and hopes that people like it. We're actually based up in the mountains, so everything that we make, include not just the camping, but the clothing and the footwear and things that we make, it's actually tested up in the mountains. So. We really are a genuine camping company.
Excellent. And for those who are intending to come to Millets, if you're heading camping festival style, if you're heading camping family style, you've got to come in and check out the tents that are here. I thought what I had was good. This is the creme de la creme. And I have to say, prices are pretty, pretty smart. Aaron is the man you want to talk to. He's here. You're here 10 days on and 4 days off, isn't
it? I am. That's my dedication to Ireland. I love it that much that the majority of my time is spent here as opposed to in North Wales, where I normally live.
Come in and check it out, folks. 6162 Mary Street, Millets Camping. Come in and ask for Aaron, folks. Ooh,
The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
And a huge thanks to Aaron and the amazing team at Millets Camping in Mary Street. What are your thoughts on that, Brian?
I was listening to The Police, Roxanne.
Playing in the background,
and
yes.
The Trogs Wild Thing. And it's something about, is Mary Street area, is it?
Or Mary Street, yeah, is where they're based, yes.
It's that typical soundscape where they've got Dublin City FM on all the radios.
I was amazed at the hustle and bustle in that shop. That was last, I recorded that on Sunday, and I was just blown away by how busy and how professional the staff were in there. It's phenomenal, particularly when you think that it's Dublin City Centre, you know.
If you're coming up from O'Connell Street, that's on the right-hand side on Mary Street, is it?
The easiest directions are, if you know Jervis Street,
yeah,
shopping centre car park. Come out of the car park, turn right, and you've got Wolfetown Park is on your left-hand side.
Yeah.
Just around the corner to the left from there.
Right, okay.
Basically it. But there was one thing that I would say, and I would ask people to note this. When I was talking to Aaron afterwards, and it came up in conversation, and I browsed very, very quickly past it, it was the €30 festival and tent that is available in some supermarkets for sale. I had Anthony McGuinness's, and I apologise for this, Anthony. That's at Anthony MacG on Twitter, if you'd like to holler at him and let him know. I blogged a photograph of the tent that I found at Electric Picnic last year on the final day as the rain came down. And in short, it sank. That's the easiest way to describe it. One thing Aaron pointed out to me was, if you're buying a tent, was to look for the labelling that says it's hydrostatic head. Now that may sound a little bit technical, but the hydrostatic head, for want of a better description, it's like the BTU as regards measuring a unit of energy. To analogise it back to camping and tents, hydrostatic head is a measurement of how waterproof the tent is. It's something I never knew about, never really came across.
From above or below or both?
It's to do, he explained it in another bit of audio, but it was to do with something else specific and probably a little bit too technical. But in short, they measure how long it takes by pressure of water. I'm open to correction. There's somebody, hashtag Sideshow on Twitter if you know the full answer to this. I'm sure it's on Wikipedia somewhere. But it's basically the measure of how waterproof a piece of material, in this case, my apologies, a tent is. And that's what you need to look out for. The range that the Gellert have, they have a really good range in there. And some of the tents, I was looking at family tents in particular, with large areas for, if it was lashing out of the heavens, that you'd have enough to set up a table and 4 chairs, 6 chairs, 2 bedrooms is what you're talking, come with awnings. I think the tent ranges that they had, the ones I was looking at and had my eye on, were reduced from something like £650 to €299. I mean, phenomenal, really, really, really good value. And considering the last time I was talking about buying tents was November, December, and I was saying to people, listen, now is the time to go in and buy them. now is your time to go in and buy them while it's not, as in, don't buy your Christmas presents in December, buy them in, you know, June. That's the kind of the point I was making. On that point, I would like to note there is a couple of other things that I had put up on the blog this week. That's blog.donaghanlandscaping.com. A couple of things of note. One was the MSR Pocket Rocket and the Titan Kettle. The Pocket Rocket, Brian, will light on a windy day, edge of a mountain. I've used this before camping, and also you might say hill walking, for want of a better description. Do you remember we did the Schlieners Skjocke, the hedgerow walk? Well, I imagine if the weather came down and you found a little bit of shelter from the storm in the hedgerow, and you wanted a cup of tea, the MSR Pocket Rocket, funnily enough,
it's a nuclear-powered kettle, basically.
It's basically a nuclear-powered kettle, but it's a little stove is what it is.
It's
but
not
it will,
nuclear, by the way.
No, it's not. It'll boil 0.85 litres of water in approximately 3 minutes. Serious power. But when you look at the bit behind the scenes, what you find is that the guys who invented it and designed it, they're actually ex-Boeing employees. Amazing. When you see the flame that comes out of it and the force, it actually looks like the jets out of one of them. The other things that I noted, five essentials for camping. One was the Sealy booster pack. You might use it for jump start in a Jeep. They cost about 85 quid. You'll get them at any decent motor factors, but they come with a little cigarette lighter charger on it. So if you're camping away from home, it's anything, and most of the gigatrons or gadgets that I have would take a cigarette lighter charger on them, so you can recharge lights, torches, everything along the lines of that out of it. My Thermos lunch bag is an absolute, 110% number two on that list, and mainly because it's waterproof lined on the inside. There's a double action hand pump for pumping up your air beds and whatnot, first aid kits, and of course, my Stanley flask. Other than that, top of the pile has to be, again, the Gilert wind-up lamp. Requires no batteries, but you can recharge it with a cigarette charger again. And also, I think recently I had reviewed the Coleman Canyon tent that Mick Nugent, my good friend, will be using when he goes away camping in 2 weeks' time.
I'm going to come back and talk to you about glamping, because I just need to know more about posh camping. But we're going to go to Song of the Week. Who do we let choose it this week? It wasn't me and it wasn't you.
No. We put it out, and I think our good friend Simon Kenny did throw in a couple of suggestions. Nuala DC threw in a couple of suggestions as well. We're going to get to Nuala's song hopefully next week. That came in through Facebook. But at Sussex Gardens was the chooser
on Twitter.
Of the song and this week via Twitter.
This week's song, let's get straight to it, is Can You Dig It? Get the pun, by the Mock Turtles from the 1991 LP Turtle Soup. Have you ever had turtle soup?
That is shocking. No, I haven't, Brian. I haven't. Yes, that was the Mock Turtles and Can You Dig It? Brian, a couple of things I wanted to mention. I did put a note out asking people for their choices on campsites over the course of the last few days, being that I had been blogging it. Stone Art came back to me with a mention of Eagle Point in Cork. I have camped there before. I haven't blogged it. It was a while ago now. Highly recommend it as well. Roseanne Smith, you know Roseanne. Roseanne came to me with Curragh Chase, which is in Limerick. She also mentioned Balnacorty campsite, which is in the Glen of Aherlow. She also noted one that I had been to, which is Loch Key, and of course my most recent choice has to be Loch Ennell. Owen Hegarty, however, came to me with Battlebridge in Leitrim. And I asked Owen, I said, how are you getting, how, you know, when was it? He said, no, I'm here now. He was on Twitter telling me. He was there, and it was like 12 o'clock at night.
How would you charge up in a tent?
He's down there and he is glamping, Brian.
That's how he's charging up. He's got one of those posh glamping tents.
Glamping, yes. For those who don't know, in short, glamping is glam camping. It's something, you might say it's a cross between a tent and a mansion.
Right.
If that makes sense to
and,
you.
And this was discovered by the Irish Times.
It is, particularly for the Rosemary McCabe fanatics, those who like manicures and fashion.
Are we talking carpet on the floor, electrical sockets in the tent?
I don't know. I must ask Rosemary about it, and I haven't been. So whilst I can jest, I have to say, no matter what anybody says about it, it is outdoors and it is camping still, I suppose.
To me, camping was the back garden in the summer, right? Our own back garden, a two-man tent, me, my two brothers, maybe even my three brothers, and we would have our night in the tent, right? And that's what school summer holidays meant to me. I can remember it. And I don't know, generational, we're in houses and, you know, we don't get outdoors very much, but you get out there and it's the sound. It's not the weather. It's not the smell. It's the sound of outdoors really hits you.
But the big thing that came from Loch Ennell, Brian, and from me and you doing the Schlienesgioch at the Hedgegrow Walk was the fact that we were surrounded by trees. And whilst we were there, we saw people exchanging information. And one of them in particular was the eating of and how to eat nettle leaves. Most recently this week, myself and Philip Murta, a good friend of mine who's also been on the show, Philip and myself drank the first batch of elderflower champagne.
Wow.
And this all comes...
Oh, you were supposed to bring some in. Did you bring any...
Sorry, I just banged off my microphone there. Yeah, no, I was supposed to bring some in, but it's actually, Philip told me, no, it's only at about 1%. So, you know, that's what the great outdoors does. That's what the whole bit and the whole gig and the whole reason for today about getting outside and getting camping.
Okay, I think I hear the music coming. It's time to say... That was another half-hour show.
Already?
Yeah, it's just flown by.
Flown by. Folks, whatever you do in the great outdoors, do let me know how you get on. You can find the Sideshow on iTunes. It'll be also on blog.donaghanlandscaping.com.
I'm going glamping.
Take care. I'd seriously doubt that. Have a great weekend. Bye for now.
Bye.